Here's a little quiz for you. What did President Obama, Michigan Speaker of the House Andy Dillon, and House Minority Leader Kevin Elsenheimer have in common? I'll give you a hint. It's something our governor doesn't share. Any idea what I'm talking about? Here's the answer. The first three men have been to China in search of economic advantages for our state and nation. But our governor is not. To quote Tom Watkins, a former state superintendent of schools and a fellow Democrat, Governor Jennifer Granholm still has not made a trade mission to China in her nearly 7 years in office. What is worse, Watkins adds in a recent newspaper commentary, she continues to spout political rhetoric bashing China. Now, it needs to be said that Watkins has no reason to feel kindly towards Granholm. A few years ago, she forced him out of his job as state superintendent, a job he very much wanted to keep. He isn't exactly an unbiased observer. Yet there's plenty of evidence that his criticism of the governor's lack of a China policy is accurate. Indeed, he's far from the only one who finds the governor's failure to court the world's largest emerging market baffling. The governor's hardly a stay-at-home type. She's constantly globetrotting in search of new jobs and claims to have brought nearly 11,000 of them to Michigan since she took office. During the recent budget negotiations, the governor took off on a sudden 3-day trip to Japan in search of alternative energy jobs. That was her fourth trip to Japan, which has less than 1/10 China's population. Earlier this week, veteran Lansing correspondent Tim Skubik asked why our go-anywhere, anytime governor hasn't exploited China's potential for jobs. You remember China, the place that makes everything we buy over here? Skubik asked, adding, it's a market to be exploited. So, why aren't we trying to do that? Well, as both Watkins and Skubik point out, the governor's been very successful at making political points by bashing China. 3 years ago, she repeatedly accused her opponent, Dick DeVos, of shipping Michigan jobs off to China. That's something the experts agree isn't helpful to Michigan's long-term economic interests. In fact, the governor got complaints about this from her own Michigan Economic Development Corporation. But the governor continues to beat the anti-China drum. During an August fundraiser for Lieutenant Governor John Cherry, her chosen successor, she asked, do we want to be a place where the unemployed suffer while we watch our jobs shipped off on a slow boat to China? That isn't helpful. As Watkins notes, this type of rhetoric not only fails to create a single Michigan job, it makes it harder to even begin to do so. Other Michigan leaders have been smarter about this. Both Wayne and Oakland counties have set up permanent offices in China. Legislative leaders have begun to go there as well. Solid business partnerships in Asia require building relationships. We haven't done that. The state does have an office in China, but it's run out of Lansing by a man who told Skubik, it's not a top priority. Even high school students know that China is the world's biggest and fastest-growing economic superpower. Michigan is the place most in need of new jobs and industries. Figuring out our priorities here shouldn't be that hard.